Are you in an environment where you don't see a way out? Are you surrounded by people who are dragging you down and you don't know what to do? You are a lucky person, because today, if you want to change, it's with me, Simona. And she's gonna share with us how you can do it, how you can get out of the environment and much more, how you can live a happy life as she does. So listen to this interview and listen till the end, because we will also invite you for the free event where you can meet like-minded people like us. Welcome to my another episode, Simona. It's very nice to having you. Can you tell us, because you are here for the first time, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? What is it you do? And why maybe you wanted to join the podcast? What is the message you would like to share with some people? I'll be very excited to know a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, Vincent. Yes, thank you for having me. I'm Simona. I would say not really like the name of life coach, but that's how people would recognize me the most. Mm-hmm. I am someone that really helps people to see the things within themselves that they can't. Mm-hmm. And I help them to find a way to happiness. So I'm just a little guide, guiding them through their own path that to reach or achieve their desire, the biggest excitement that they came here for. And saying here is to this planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for sharing. So when you mentioned that you people would recognize you as a life coach, how long are you already doing that, coaching and helping people to discover their desires?
3 to 4 years. I wasn't really counting, but yeah, that's professionally. Mm-hmm. when I found out that this profession actually exists, because I was looking for some sort of way to express myself in life where I could help people to feel better through the conversation. And my friend said, well, do you mean the life coach? And I said, what's that like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and I was shocked. It was like, I read it, description, this is me. Like, there's the profession of just being me. I thought, I'll definitely look more into it. So I did some degrees, diplomas, certificates. I looked around. I met many amazing people. And yeah, I've started 3 or 4 years ago. Mm. It's a beautiful journey. Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, it's what you are saying in here. I had a similar experience. I didn't know that there is something like a coach. I know obviously there's a sports coach. That's what I know. But after I was working in the restaurant, I was there as a manager. And one day every week there was coming one girl with one guy, and they were always meeting, you know, and I knew it's not a date or anything like that, because, you know, you could recognize it, and they were still chatting. And after maybe 4 weeks of coming, and the guy who was about to pay, and I'm like, what is it you are doing in here every week, you know, chatting for an hour? And clearly you are not a couple, right? And he's like, no, she's a coach. And she's actually in uni, because she was young, and she's studying it. And she is, you know, she needs some clients to work with. So it's only like £5 an hour, just so she can basically get those things sorted and get some real problems, real examples. I'm like, what? What is that? So he told me a little bit more about it, and I had a few meetings with her as well, for this £5 or something, just to find out how she works, what she does, and it was really like nice to discover that there is something like that which I never knew about. So it's funny, like, and it's just a few years ago, but now I think it seems like everybody knows what is coach, right?
Not really, no. I know really popular in America, and people in America, actually, if you ask, you know, have you ever heard about life coaching? And they'll be, yeah, I know that. In UK, what's that?
Yeah,
it's so new. Yes. So
I don't know. So you are originally from which country? Because you told me when we met, but I don't remember. It was Lithuania or Latvia?
Yes, it's Lithuania. Yeah.
How is that like, when, if you would say like life coach or something, like, do people know?
Oh, no, really. And even if you explain them about it, they are so rigid and so closed. It's
Yeah.
like, I'm not gonna tell you my lie.
Yeah.
So
Very similar to Czech Republic, to be honest.
it's really new. Yes.
Yeah, people over there the same. Like, you would tell them like, this is what you do, and coaching and things like, yeah, but what, I should pay you to talk with you, and they don't get the
Yeah.
concept of actually someone can help them to go to the next level much faster. And like you mentioned, like find a way to happiness, and this is it. Like, you know, it's like when you have this another perspective of someone, like you are helping people, right? So we don't see those things in ourselves sometimes. So it's very good to have someone. So yeah, it's really nice that you found yourself that you actually can do what you love to do, and it's a profession. And
Exactly. This is my mission. That's how I call it.
yeah, mission. And how long are you already in the UK, if I can ask?
From 2011. So this
Okay.
year in August will be 13 years.
Wow, 13 years already. Nice. Amazing, amazing. So what are your plans as a life coach? Like you mentioned, this is your mission. So what is it you would want to do every, you know, every year? Or do you have any bigger goals? What you want to do? Help more people? Do any, I don't know, because we met on the speaking event. So I know you
Yes.
mentioned something that maybe speaking, like, can you know, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. So when I started my life coaching journey and I met so many amazing people, my life really transformed. Before I was surrounded by judgmental people, you know, people that will tell you what to do, what's better for you, people that will think they know better than you what will bring you happiness. And when my life changed and I met all these life coaches, like my 99% of friends now are life coaches, I realized that, you know, what I was doing before is nothing to do with who I am. And these people helped me and guide me as well. Just by their own love and understanding, help me to see, you know, through me. So what I want to help people now with is to inspire them that they can be bold, they can be themselves. They don't have to be people's pleasers. They don't have to try to fit in somewhere. They just can be themselves, and the right person will appear at the right time in their lives. They don't need to try to pretend to be somebody else in order to be liked. They can be liked for who they are, and they are liked. They just haven't met the right person. So, talking to my clients, talking to my friends, talking to anyone. I don't separate people. I don't separate. You're my client, so I'm coach with you. You're a shopkeeper, so I don't care about you. I care about every person equally. There is no difference for me who I'm talking to. I will still help the person. So taking further myself, yes, I would love to help, you know, big amount of people, not just like one-to-one client. So speaking at the events would be ideal, what I believe now. Like now I believe that would be ideal for me. People love my stories. People get inspired by my stories. My clients keep asking for my stories. They don't want any coaching. So yeah. And there's a beauty in it. When I share my story, people don't just listen it about me. They put themselves in the story. When I speak about people pleasing and I share my examples, how I showed up bold, how I wasn't pleasing others, they see situation in their life and they question themselves, oh, have I just done this in order to please them? or in order because I want it, you know. I love it. Yeah. I just want to inspire people. Be you. That's it. That's what you're here for.
Amazing, amazing. So there's a lot of notes I wrote.
Nice.
So one of the things, what I'll just, I'm not gonna go from the beginning because I want to kind of go with what I think is the most relevant now, what you said, like you mentioned, like being you, being bold and just take it. And it's nice that you are saying that because there are people who are saying things, but they don't do. But you are saying it, and I met you a month and a half ago or 2 months ago on one of the speaking events. And I remember, like you, because I've been there a speaker, and you came to me, and you've been bold, and you said something like, "Yeah, I don't know if maybe it's appropriate or not. I don't know, but I want to ask you anyway. I know you are doing this podcast because Camila mentioned, can I be in? And now you are here."
Hi. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because
Yes.
you've been you, and you are not afraid to ask. And who ask will receive, right? And will get. And now we are here and we are talking. If you would be like, "I'm not sure. I've never met him. I don't know if you would take me. I don't know if I have something to offer," and you would just stay quiet, we would never have this conversation further on and in here, and which can lead to some another opportunities and becoming a speaker or whatever. So yeah, so it's really good that I met you also before. So it's like whatever you are saying, you are actually doing, which is good. So I wanted to mention that. And I have a question for you. You mentioned that people want to fit in and somewhere they want to be part of something, and sometimes this is not who they are, but they are still doing it because they want to fit in. So why do you think it is like that, that they want to fit in, which is not them? Why do you think it's happening?
I believe everything comes from the childhood. And many people don't have nice childhood. When they're little, they might get bullied. Parents might be extremely busy. Like I am a parent now, and I see I go to pick up my son from school every day. But there's many children that being picked up by after school clubs, by all the people, you know, childminders or grandparents. So the actual parents work from such an early hours, such late hours every day, never see their child. So child, it creates some sort of rejection inside the child, like I'm not loved. I'm not cared about. It just happens. It's automatic. Like parents don't have that purpose, but it happens. And then when they grow up, they want to be loved. They want to be cared about. They want to be important. And then they just do it. They have no idea about other ways how to experience love. So they try to fit in. That's what I think. Can't tell you this is 100% true, but this is how I feel about it.
I mean, everybody has the different ideas and opinions and where it come from, but I definitely agree with you in here because when I ask you that question, I right away imagined myself in a childhood, and when I was young. So just a story. So I had like, my head is now okay, but it was all ahead. I have like bigger ears, so the kids would laugh at me, and I was doing as the only one in the school a figure skating from all of the school. Everybody's doing hockey, and so people would laugh at me, and sometimes you have this like you can come with us. Some people like we go after the school, we go smoke and we drink and things like that, but I've never went. But I was lucky with that because when they were laughing at me, I told this to my mom, and she would say like, you don't need to care what they think about you. It's important what you think about you. And I never went into those groups. So because I didn't want to fit in, because I didn't feel like I have to fit in, because my mom explained to me that I don't need to fit in, I can be myself. But I know there is so many kids, they wanted to fit in, and they went, and they like my friend, he started drinking with them wine or something when he was young, just because he wanted to be surrounded by someone, because he wasn't happy at home as a child, because his mom was very like shouting at him all the time. So I can imagine that it was from the childhood, it is a lot of those things are happening for people. And one of the things with understanding what you are doing, you probably when you work with people, they can realize those things so they can change it, right?
Yeah. Childhood traumas, I would say. Yeah.
I think we spoke about it a little bit because my wife, she tells me a lot about it, like Gabor Mate, he speaks about it a lot, right? I think you mentioned that you know him as well.
Who?
It's Gabor Mate, it's like author, speaker. He speaks a lot about the trauma of childhood trauma and all those things, like what is happening. Anyway, it's fine, it doesn't matter. Okay, so people want to fit in, but now is the question, how if they don't hire let's say you as a coach, or they don't meet the right people, like let's say if you are surrounded by people, like you grew up, now you are older, but you are still surrounded by the same people, same groups, and people, maybe they don't fit in, maybe they know it inside of them, but they don't do anything about it. So do we have anything like what they can start doing, if somebody would like that be listening, but maybe they don't have money to hire a coach or anything like that, so they can start slowly getting out of that space, so they can be surrounded by different people, like you said, now you are surrounded by all these coaches and it's amazing. Yeah, how people can take the first step.
Okay, it's a really bold step. It's not easy to take. I did it myself. I have my own experience, and I tell you, it is life-changing. They have to get rid of all the negative people from their life. I mean, sometimes it can be like sisters, brothers, parents, but just distance them. Just create a distance from all negative people that are surrounding you. Yes, it might be hard. It might be people at work as well. Maybe you want to look for a different work. Because you don't want to be miserable every day. It's what's the word? Drowning you. Yeah, it's hard. And I say to people, this is not why you're here. You did not come to live a life on this planet Earth to just be miserable every day. What's the point? So, little first step, maybe think about all the negative people that are surrounding you and start from the ones that are easiest to distance from yourself. And then slowly, slowly, you will create space. Oh, I don't need to talk to that person anymore. There's a space for new person to come in. And you will create that energy that you love yourself, yeah? You care about yourself. You actually want to be happy. And the universe will send you then, start sending you the right people. And suddenly, oh, you have somebody to talk to who supports you. And it will be easier to distance another person and another. And then that's how it happened to me. Yes, people called me back and said, I miss you. I want to talk to you. What's up? What happened? Why are you not speaking to me? And I said, that's it. And I am my own word. Yeah.
And I think that's very good advice. And also, one of the things is like to go on different places, right? Like where we met, right? It was a speaking event that was actually free to attend, so everybody can do it. So no excuses, no money attached. No, nobody can say like I don't have the money to come. It's free, and you can meet there people who wants to meet like-minded people, and that's where we met. And now we are building that connection even further, and making that group of people who want something from life and want to be happy even bigger and stronger. So, yeah, so I think you also visit some groups like that where you can meet those people. So I'm very happy that I met you, and now I'm doing the interview with you. We had a good
Me
chat.
too.
We took some nice photos with your son.
I know, yes. He was a little star there.
Sorry, I didn't.
He was a little star. My son was a little star at the event. Yeah, he.
Yeah, it was nice. It's nice that, you know, how old is he? It was nine.
Nine.
Nine, right, nine. So, you know, you have a 9-year-old boy and you can take him for an event like that where he can listen people and, you know, already start learning those things, because most of the parents, they don't take kids to places like that if they are not in it, right? So it's very nice that from early age you are already taking your son to places like that, like, and he can hear, because if you hear so many different speakers, you are like, oh, that's something I can take it from. Maybe this is something. And, you know, maybe most of the time he would be, you know, drawing or something, because he did. But it's nice to see that, you know, things like that happening. Yeah. And when you said about the speaking that you want to maybe take it to the next level, so you can speak to many to affect. So what would be the steps you think you would want to take in order to get there?
So I am taking these steps now. You spoke at the last event. I'll speak in Liverpool when it will be one.
Okay, when is that happening in Liverpool? Because it's good to mention, because it's also people can come, it's free to attend. So, you know, if somebody wants to meet people like you or yourself, I think it's a good place to
Oh,
come.
you're making me nervous now. Yes, it's 25th of May.
25th of May.
Yes, it's I. Don't know what's the location. Maybe, you know, when we find out, you can put it in the
Yeah,
bottom
and
under
I think I
this
tend to put
video.
the link in the description for that event, because people can come in person. I spoke on that event before, so people can come in person, which is the best, because you can make those interactions. People can
Yes.
Zoom or YouTube, so it's, you know, a lot of different options. But definitely, anybody who wants to learn something and meet people and now see you speak. So yeah, are you nervous?
Yes, I was speaking. I believe I was speaking about the being bold and people pleasing. And I'll share some stories from my personal life. I already did a little speech similar to what I'm planning. So that was my, say, practice. And I did it with some ladies in the ladies' event. They were so moved. They said, "This is so thought-provoking." And I felt like this is my thing. Yeah, I definitely can like raise the awareness in people. What are they here for? Like, man, what are you doing? Is this really what you came here for? They will question themselves. And I just love it. Like, I love people so much that I'm saying it to everyone. I just want everybody to be happy.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, it's great. Like, if you already practiced, you have the great feedback. Now you are doing it again in Liverpool in May. It's, you know, you'll even level up again more and more, and
Yeah.
more people you can affect with your laugh and to people, you know, it's gonna be great. You can help so many people. And so a part of that, you mentioned that you obviously take your son to the school, and you are making sure that you are there with him. I think we spoke a little bit about, I think you mentioned something about homeschooling, right? Because I do homeschool, we do homeschooling. I think we talked about it a little bit.
We did, yes. So I'm a parent of three kids. So one of them was really unhappy in school, really unhappy, miserable. Like I was miserable when I was working 8 hours a day in front of computer. It was, oh, I don't even want to remember. And the same was with him in school. All the teachers' expectations, all the things that you didn't do good enough, go and improve this. Like, it was hard. He was feeling sick every day. I had calls from school every day. He's feeling sick. Come and pick him up. So I thought, that's definitely not for him. So I took him out. Now we did the first step. We'll do it with other two as well shortly. me as a parent as well, I need to learn about what's the best way to do home education. Education isn't sitting at the desk with a pen for 7 hours. That's not education. This is so mistaken. So I'm learning, he's learning, all of you are coping, coping in school, not for long. But yeah, just because they go to school, I am so thankful for them because that feels such a big support from my kids to me. Because we understand each other that we just need a little bit more time to, to do it in the way that we feel is the best way for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things is very important with homeschooling is to create the community of people who are doing homeschooling as well and meet up with those people, because you can learn, the kids can learn from each other. You know, there are older, younger kids, and you can do a lot of different activities together. So, and they can build that relationships and friends when they don't go to school, right? So I think that that's a big part of it. It's like a community. We even been on holidays, came back last week, and in the same place where we've been, there was the another lady. She does her homeschooling for a very long time. She has three kids. The oldest one is 21, and she does the homeschooling with all three of them. And basically we met her there in Tenerife, three or four times. We've been somewhere together, and she also invited another home ed kids to come, and they all obviously, I don't know how they sorted out like a whatever the money, but they just sent kids. So I think like three or four kids came to Tenerife themselves. They are older, they are 14, and they came, and after they've been with her, and we met them all. So basically, even we've not been in Scotland, we've been all there, and there was a group of another eight kids from all homeschooled by in a year in Scottish borders. It's like a community, but somewhere else on holidays. So it was nice, yeah.
Exactly. Like, and that's education. You go to a different country, you learn about it. You don't just read it in the book and then do the test. You
Yeah.
take action. That's so much better.
Absolutely, yeah.
And when I mentioned to head teacher, I said, I am thinking about home education. Oh, they said that's the biggest mistake, Children won't socialize with each other. How are you going to get the job in the future? Like, who's gonna employ them? Nobody wants to employ home educated kids. I said, hang on a minute. I've got my own business. Yeah, there are people that got their own business that been home educated. Why wouldn't they employ home educated child? Like, these kids
Absolutely.
are so much more wiser. I just disagree with it. Like,
Absolutely.
I yeah,
They are not the same,
that's what
so
I
like
said.
everybody else. Yeah. A lot of those kids, they can think outside of the box because they are not taught the same things like everybody else. So they can, yeah. Like I mentioned, you know, when you are saying like, you know, they are telling you like they're not gonna be, you know, employing and things like that. The first of all, you know, the school system teaches people to be employed because obviously the state wants you to be employed because you pay the taxes and this is how the state works and lives. So it's
Money,
their
money.
employees are the kids and schools. It's all a system created. That's why the teachers are saying that, because they need to be telling that. But for example, this when I mentioned about this lady, she's having this son. He's 21 and he bought his own first property, you know, as investment property. And he's 21. You know, imagine. I mean, when I was 21, I was broke. And not thinking about buying property, like you know, buying it fully, and you know, and he's like such a young person, but because he was home educated and his parents are doing business and he can see what everything is possible, so he learns from that and he knows that you know he can create something even better for himself and not necessarily being employee, right?
Yes, because when you're not in school and you're not being taught that you have to listen to commands, because that's what school teaches you, listen to commands. You don't have a choice. You will do what you're told to do. And when that's not there, you get freedom to choose what you want. So you can make a mistake, yeah, when you're at home. You make a mistake, you learn from it, and you think, well, I'm not going to do it again. Like in school, punishments for mistakes, do it again, fix it. It's like When can you start making mistakes and learn from them? When you what, finish school, finish uni, 21, 24? Oh, now I'm gonna start living a life, yeah, and then fail, 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 and then just yeah,
One
no.
of the things that's funny in the school, it's like when you are writing a test, right? And you would check someone else or you would chat with someone, they would say like, don't cheat, it's cheating. So in school, they would say like, if you are collaborating with someone, it's cheating. But in the real world, in order to succeed, you need to collaborate with other people. That's the life. But in school, they
Exactly.
you need to do everything on your own. But in the real life, it's not true. And a lot of people are failing because they are trying to do everything on your own because they've been taught that in school, right? So completely opposite approach than in the life has. So weird, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I never saw it this way, but it's
Also this,
actually true.
yeah, also have one. Yeah, I have also one book which is from Robert Kiyosaki. I think it's in here. I have it in Czech language, but it doesn't matter. It's I read it a while ago, and it is
Wow.
it's a Czech, but it's why A students work for C students. And it can be C student, it can be home ed person,
Right.
better, because the A students, they want the job, they want to be very good in the job. And we need some of these A students, we need doctors and things like that for certain things, that's for sure. But the C students, they are not good enough for those things. So they think about what to do different. And these are the people who build the businesses and they employ the A students, right? So
This is so cool.
yeah, it's a great book. Yeah, you should read it. It's very good. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, why A students work for C students from Robert Kiyosaki. I read it like
It
three
makes
times.
sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it is like that because the when you are a C student, like, or you are, trying to think of business, you want the clever people. You want the A students to do like your taxes and all these things, like very good people. But those people, they are too scared of doing anything like that. So, yeah. So if you know. I think if somebody wants to be wealthy and happy in life and things like that, they don't need to be A students. They just need to be creative. Yeah.
And going back again, be themselves.
Yeah. And be themselves. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So what do you think? It's like you mentioned, you need a little bit of more time to study for the other two children to have the availability to do the homeschooling with you. Are you missing something, or which is like stopping you to do it, or?
Because I've never done this before. This is UK, so you still have to communicate to your local authorities and see what's going to happen. Plus, my little one, if that's my a little bit selfish, but I need to find a way. So I'm a single parent. I have nobody to help me to look after my children. They are 24/7 with me. And if I take him out of school, he will have to be 24/7 with me everywhere all the time. Yes, that's scary for both of us. So I'll find a way because there's always the way, always. That's, yeah, that's what's holding me back,
So,
which, yeah.
yeah, no,
I'll
I completely
figure it
understand.
out.
Yeah, I completely understand. So, I think one of the things is speaking with people who are in the similar positions and who how they are doing it. Finding the home ed community of people who do it. So, you are more than welcome to connect with our community. I know you live somewhere else, but at least online, and feel free to, you can ask them for advice and chat with them. My wife would be happy to speak with you as well. And the other thing is, for example, I know some parents, and the one I'm talking about, they are not single parents, but they go to work a lot and they need to change. But I know that there are some days when they need to kind of have the day without their kids because they need to, even like for a date night, they want or they be together. So what is it they are doing? Like once a week, they are looking for after these two kids, and the next week they are this looking for their kids. So basically, they help each other. In certain ways, they are both home
Nice.
doing homeschooling. So that's, I think, is the most important ones. You have this community of those people, so you know they can help each other and And you can have the time to work, because you still need to have some time to work with your obviously clients, and you are doing life coaching, so you cannot be with the kids all the time, especially if they are younger, they need a lot of attention. So there are ways how to help each other, and the home ed community, they are usually very good everywhere, so they are happy to help. Yeah.
Never thought of it. See, now when you said school talks to you that you can do everything on your own, I think somewhere deep within me it's still there.
Yeah.
And I never thought like parents can actually share children, you know, like you look after mine tonight, I look after yours tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's
You need to do it alone. Yeah. There are people who are happy to help. And some people, it's even good for kids, because if you imagine, like, if every week they know that something like that is happening, they are looking forward to be with those kids. And it's like a habit for them. It's like, oh, every Monday we are meeting these two friends and they are playing together and they are happy. And you have the time to work on your business. And once you are like that, so you really are thinking to manage your time properly, because if you have just this, let's say, 5 6 hours in that day, you maximize this 5 6 hours, so there is no wastage or anything. Because my wife, she does it as well. When she has some time in the evening, when, for example, our youngest, she's 4 months, goes to sleep, so she sleeps, let's say, 2 3 hours before she wakes up, so she maximizes 2 3 hours and really working on her business as a doula, and creating that, because she knows that she needs to maximize the time. So yeah, so there are ways. I think the best is to reach out to the home ed, the communities. The best is around yourself, because you can meet them and you can deal with that. But also you can meet people even online, like I mentioned, even with the community where we are, or you can even come and visit,
that's interesting. Yes, thank you for that. That's really good insight for me.
Yeah, no problem. So yeah, so I think let's see how long we are already in on. We are
14 minutes, isn't
oh
it?
wow, yeah. So we need to wrap it up slowly, because it's usually 30 to 45 minutes. So I'll ask you, probably I have one question for sure that I have asking everybody at the end.
Okay.
I'll ask you that question. If I have something else in mind, I can ask you another one. So if there is someone, I know we talked about it already a little bit, but if there is someone who is, wants to start the business, or it's in a business and maybe feeling a little bit overwhelmed, stuck, not sure, I don't know, maybe something is going on in their life, do you have any tip or advice you would give to that person, how we can, overcome that situation, or something which maybe helped you in the past, which can help that person as well? And feel free to share a story if you want, from your personal, or just say the tip, it's up to you.
I would say, another very simple thing. Just do some journaling. What's holding you back? Like, in the situation that you are now, are you happy? Like, are you really happy? What's the worst that can happen? Okay, I'll fail miserably. Yeah, but, or things will not work out. But are things working out now? Like, are you actually happy? So I had a client. Now she's not with me anymore because she's just living a full life. But when we worked, she was really afraid to travel. Like, she loves traveling, but she was really afraid to book a trip. And I said, why are you afraid? Well, what if I won't like it? What if I go somewhere and I'll just be lonely on my own? Nobody else there. I'm not going to have anybody to speak to. What if I feel bad? But I said, are you happy where you are now? No. So will that be worse if you go there? The worst that can happen, you'll just feel the same like you're feeling now. So why don't just try? There's an opportunity that it will be better than it is now. And she did. She messaged me. Well, sorry. She messaged me after and she said, I'm going for 3 weeks somewhere. For 3 weeks. It's like, wow. Then next step, resign from work. So scared. so scared, but she did it. And she said that her mom's reaction, she was the most afraid of. When she did hand in her notice at work, and then she shared with her mom what happened. Her mom's question was, "What was you waiting for?" I know, she was shocked. I was so happy. It's like, see, when you do what you love to do, things just come that makes you even more happier. So people that are afraid of taking next step, they really need to think, what's the worst that can happen? You just end up where you are now. That's the worst that can happen.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for sharing. I think it's really good asking those questions. Sometimes I feel like we are bad as a people to take the time for ourselves to ask those questions ourselves. It's easier to help someone else than to do it for us. And I know that sometimes people struggle like to sit down really for 10 minutes and answer those questions. So I just want to encourage people, whoever is watching, I'll include Simona link to whatever you give me, your
Website.
candidate, I don't know, social media, anything. And if you'd be up for it to, if anybody would want to book a call with you for 10, 15 minutes, and maybe you can ask them the right question so they can at least realize where they are. Would you be up for it to do something like that for people so they can maybe be moved somewhere?
Absolutely. Yes. I don't just do 10, 15 minutes. I give a whole entire hour free for the first call to see if we can work together. It's not always easy, you know. Sometimes I don't even feel like I can help someone, or I can guide people to somebody else that they can help. So it's really important that first call, and it's really important for me not to charge people, because why would you pay for something that's not for you?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I do the same. It's like first to find out if we are the right fit because sometimes we are not, and it's not gonna work. So yeah, good. So you will give me the link after. I'll include that in the description. So if somebody, if you are feeling like you want to take the next step and you are not sure, maybe you are afraid to ask those questions by yourself because it's scary, Simona can help you with that. And if you are free on 25th of May in Liverpool, we'll also include that in the description so you can go and check her out. Not only her, but you can meet a lot of like-minded people. It's a great event. I've been there, done it, and actually doing it again in the future and Dublin. But thank you very much for watching, guys, and thank you very much for having you, Simona.
Thank you.
So, how did you enjoy it?